Hi, I'm Patrick Thompson, and this is my open letter to an old friend. Dear Tidal Oldies Playlist, I write to you expressing my deepest gratitude. Although, it is funny that I say this to you now, as just 2 years ago, I laughed when my dad told me to get in touch with you. All I was thinking at the time was, yeah, alright dad, whatever you say. But he sure was right. To be honest with you, I don't know what exactly made me choose to make you in the first place. Yet, if I had to take a guess, I would say it has to be all the time I spent listening to your songs in my friend's car. I remember those days. Those were the early stages of what has now become a regular occurrence. I now pull you up on my phone and get you playing on the speakers of my car whenever I'm with two of my friends. The two that are most enthralled with the beauty that is a good oldie. Because of these casual sessions, you have now grown to the extensive length of 113 songs. This works out to be almost 8 hours of Age Wonder, which makes for a fantastic musical endeavor. Numbers aside, I feel inclined to mention that the songs you play make people sing. But before I name any songs like this, I have to disclaim that to me, these songs are oldies. However, from hearing that, oh come on now, these songs aren't oldies, these were around when I was a kid, I know that these songs may not feel old to everyone. The singing begins when Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison starts playing, and all conversation stalls. There's just something about that rhythm and chorus that gets people singing, and there's no getting around it. Despite this song's effortless ability to produce sing-alongs, it is not alone in this category. In fact, you are full of similar songs that have the same effect, including, but not limited to, the legendary December 1963 Oh What a Night and Rich Girl. These songs have been around for decades, but still manage to pull in whoever their audience may be. This quality is one of many which differentiates you from the other playlists. Unlike the modern rap music, which adults tend to dislike, you, Spectacular Playlist, find a way to resonate with all age groups. This affable nature of yours remains unmatched by any other playlist.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game.
Tidal Oldies Playlist. You really are impressive. The way you can find a song that always seems to fit the mood, sometimes after a few skips, and engage your listeners is amazing. After getting off of work this summer, you would occasionally play Uptown Girl to match your upbeat spirits. When the vibe is more chill, you will play Come and Get Your Love. That expertly shuffled music of yours hooks me and leaves me wanting more. I could sit here all day and talk about why you are so great, but I feel as though it would gradually lose its effect. So, Tidal Oldies Playlist, I would like to conclude by thanking you for the great times you have given my friends and me. Sincerely, your faithful listener.
I'm Monica Regan, and I'll be asking Pat some questions about his essay. What inspired you to write this essay?
I was having trouble coming up with a prompt in class, and when I left that day, I got in my car and put my phone on the aux, and I started playing oldies, and all of a sudden, I thought it would be a perfect idea for my essay.
What impact do you think music has on people?
I think music can bring people together, and it can really change your day. And if you're having a bad day and you put on some music you like, it can totally change the whole dynamic of the day you're having.